Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have a dense fog advisory in effect in our eastern counties this morning. We'll take a look at what your morning commute will look like.
President Biden is making another visit to North Carolina today. The stops he has planned, including a visit with families of the officers killed in Charlotte earlier this week.
And a new factory could bring 500 new jobs to Johnston County. Coming up, how the county is one step closer today to making that happen.
Pro-Palestinian protests leading to more police activity on college campuses nationwide. This is a live look at UCLA's campus. The new action taken overnight as protesters hold their ground. Police in riot gear have moved in. Highway Patrol, LAPD, all called in right now. We'll keep an eye on this situation for you live unfolding at UCLA. A lot to tell you about here on this Thursday morning. We have a beautiful sunrise happening right now. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hobie. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Thursday here. We've been building all week. The temperature's getting hotter. We're going to crack that 90 today, quite possibly. But Elizabeth Gardner right now in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with this dense fog advisory that's been issued.
You know, it looks nice and clear behind you guys, but in our eastern counties, we have the potential for some dense fog this morning. The advisory lasts until at 9 a.m. Looking at a quarter mile visibility now in Rocky Mount and just a bit above that there in Goldsboro. We consider a quarter of a mile visibility to be fog, and we're close to it in Clinton, too, at half a mile. Elsewhere from the Triangle area westward, we're looking at much better visibility. Here's a live look at Goldsboro right now, and you could definitely see low cloud cover and fog there downtown. 62 is our temperature, so it is warm in places. Take a look at the clear skies, though, here. Right in our backyard, we have the tower lit in blue there because we are seeing clear skies. So, again, the fog is mostly affecting our eastern counties, where temperatures are in the 50s, 58 Goldsboro, 59 in Rocky Mount, and 58 in South Hill. We see fog when our temperature cools down to the dew point, and we see condensation happening. And so that's why we're seeing it in the areas where the temperatures are cooler this morning. Nothing cool about this afternoon. We're going to hit 90 for the first time this year. And then after that, we transition to a wetter pattern for the weekend. I'll walk you through our chances of rain Saturday and Sunday in just a few minutes, Ken.
At 6:02, Elizabeth, as you just indicated, no fog issues to report for our community in the Triangle. All the major thoroughfares in the capital city, 87 coming in from Knightdale, the Beltline, all free and clear this morning. Elsewhere in the Triangle, in Durham and Chapel Hill, you can see nothing but clear sailing on 85 and an 885 as well. So nothing to report there, but I want to take you outside, give you a live look at 885 and TW Alexander, backing up what we've been seeing on the sensors. We'll of course keep you updated if anything pops up on our sensors.
Breaking news we have followed from overnight. A man faces charges after leading troopers on a chase that ended with this crash and injured a person in that car. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker that shows the scene of the crash. It's in Sampson County. Highway Patrol troopers say they tried to stop the driver, Antonio Stiles, on Highway 24 near Roseboro, but he took off, reaching speeds over 120 miles per hour. Stiles eventually lost control and crashed. There were two people that were in the car. One was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay.
Today, we'll learn more about plans for a new factory that's expected to bring hundreds of jobs to our area. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live in Selma this morning. And Kelsey, this new development could mean as many as 500 jobs for the region.
Renee, it sure could. And today we're going to find out more about what could bring those 500 jobs to Johnston County. So this empty lot here is just east of the intersection of 70 and 95. And this could be the site for a new factory. The company Crystal Windows and Door Systems may have plans to move to Selma. It's a part of a $100 million expansion. County officials are scheduled to meet today about economic incentives for the company. State officials who approve those economic incentives will also meet today. So we're working to confirm whether those two meetings are related. We reached out to Crystal Window and Doors executives. They didn't respond to our request for comments, so we'll be sure to keep you updated on what comes out of those two meetings today. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Johnston County.
And happening right now in the WRAL Life Center, President Biden will be in Wilmington today. And this morning, we are learning more about what he is expected to announce. The White House says he will announce $3 billion to replace toxic lead pipes. The money will go to every state, including us. $76 million will go to North Carolina with the goal of replacing every lead pipe in our state. Right now, the EPA estimates that North Carolina has an estimated 300,000 lead pipes.
Thanks, Michelle. President Biden will also be in Charlotte today. He will meet with the families of all four officers who were killed in that shootout Monday. A procession for Officer Alden Elliott will happen at 10:30 this morning. It'll go from the Mecklenburg County Medical Examiner's Office in Charlotte to a funeral home in Catawba County. Yesterday, a procession for Deputy U.S. Marshal Thomas Weeks made its way from Charlotte to a funeral home in Mooresville, Iredell County. Tomorrow, a memorial service for Officer Joshua Iyer will be held. That happens at 10 a.m. in Charlotte, and it will be live streamed. Surveillance video shows the moment thieves used that forklift to ram right into the Youngsville gun range. This happened Youngsville Gun Club and Range. It's right near Park Avenue and Franklin Park. And Tuesday night is when this video was released. You can see the thieves. They use that forklift to just smash their way into the building. They break the gate. Three men then run into the store. Police say they took pistols and long guns. The owner of the store says he is working on offering a reward for information that leads to arrests in this case.
Right now, hundreds of law enforcement officers are at UCLA after declaring that a pro-Palestinian encampment on campus is unlawful. Officers in riot gear have been there all night telling protesters to leave or to face arrest. This is a live aerial view of that campus. You can see protesters are concentrated here in front of that building as we see officers spread across the campus. Protesters are remaining defiant. The LAPD has issued a citywide tactical alert, and that means all LAPD personnel could be called in to help with the situation on campus if needed. It also means lower 911 calls may not be addressed. Right now, it looks like there's just a standoff happening with the officers standing there, forming a wall, a perimeter, as well as the protesters across from them right now. We'll keep an eye on the situation.
Campus unrest continues across the country. Students and faculty at UNC are trying to make it through exams and graduation right now, still feeling the heaviness of what happened on campus Tuesday. There are new barriers up on campus after those clashes between police and pro-Palestinian protesters. They surround the American flag, which the protesters pulled down Tuesday and replaced it with a Palestinian flag. UNC's Faculty Executive Committee held an emergency meeting yesterday. They want administrators to clearly communicate the path moving forward, as some students may not feel safe.
To openly urge our administration to make decisions about finals, to make decisions as to how we can accommodate students who do not want to be on this campus.
Faculty also asked administration to ensure better communication about events like Tuesdays as they are happening.
An alarming trend at RDU. More travelers are carrying firearms to security checkpoints. In response, the TSA is holding an event today to discuss concerns and the proper way to transport firearms for a flight. TSA officials will go over what happens when a gun makes it to security checkpoint. That includes the latest gun statistics, penalties involved, and the delays that it can cause for travelers.
State senators are working on a lifeline for St. Augustine's University. We have been reporting on accreditation and financial problems at the HBCU. Wednesday was HBCU Advocacy Day at the state legislature. Senator Gladys Robinson said public schools are the priority for lawmakers, but they have stepped in at times to help private colleges as well. Robinson said many of the country's HBCUs have faced challenges recently.
And I have seen many struggle because of funding, struggle because of accreditation, struggle because of issues. And we know that those things can be overcome, but it takes money, takes good leadership.
Robinson said the bipartisan HBCU caucus is asking budget writers to set aside funding to get St. Aug back on solid footing as it works through its accreditation problems.
Today, Arizona's governor will sign a bill ending the state's Civil War era ban on abortion. State lawmakers voted yesterday to repeal the ban. It's been on the books since before Arizona became a state. It was long forgotten until the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade. Arizona State Supreme Court voted last month to uphold it.
Independent experts will be allowed to test inside Poe Hall on NC State's campus. Former grad student Dr. Darren Mazur petitioned a judge to let outside experts test Poe Hall for cancer-causing PCBs. The judge cited a pattern of delay by NC State in his decision and urgency in the matter given the petitioner's cancer diagnosis.
New this morning, music from some of your favorite artists is back on TikTok. Universal Music Group reached a licensing deal with the app just hours ago. UMG removed its music from TikTok 3 months ago in a disagreement over royalties. UMG represents artists such as Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, and Drake. In an announcement this morning, UMG says the new deal gives significant industry-leading benefits to its artists. As the cost of living rises, wages remain stagnant for many.
People are struggling. Inflation's going up. Groceries are going up. Rent's going up.
Marching for changes in Durham. The gathering for International Workers' Day and the push for a $25 an hour wage for necessary workers.
And there's new data showing us fewer women are dying during pregnancy, but there are still disparities. Why black women have a higher mortality rate than any other group.
We have a dense fog advisory in effect for part of the viewing area this morning. But other than that, it's going to be sunny and hot. We can see the first couple of 90-degree days this year. I'll show you some rain in the forecast for the weekend, too, coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
We have a dense fog advisory in effect for our eastern counties. We've had temperatures fall here more quickly, and so we've had that condensation form, some moisture in the atmosphere, and we're seeing visibility down to a quarter of a mile now in Rocky Mount. It's a half a mile in Goldsboro. We typically consider a quarter of a mile at fog, and so we're definitely seeing that potential. We take a live look at Goldsboro. You can see we have some low clouds and fog there, and we're seeing that, again, kind of up that I-95 corridor. Notice Tarboro, Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, and Irwin all showing fog on the icon there. Heading out the door, temperatures will be in the mid-50s to low 60s. But later this afternoon, it is going to be hot. We haven't hit 90 yet this year. We could see it for this afternoon. Also, check in our potential for some showers and storms over the weekend coming up. Ken?
Elizabeth, we got some breaking news here in the WRAL Traffic Center. You see behind me a major backup happening on I-40 westbound because of a crash that just occurred within the last 15 minutes or so on Gorman Street. Right there, the Gorman Street exit. You can see all the police activity right there just before the Gorman Street exit. This is creating quite a backup in that area. We're working to get more information about that crash, and we'll keep you updated, of course. Elsewhere around the triangle, you can see right there all the red that's showing up right there at the westbound lanes near Gorman Street, but elsewhere around the triangle, the major routes in Durham and Chapel Hill free and clear this morning.
Ken, thanks. Police in Fort Worth, Texas say six people are hurt after a drive-by shooting near an apartment building. That includes four children. The youngest victim is 3 years old. No word on any of their conditions. Police have not yet made any arrests.
People in Durham are calling for higher wages and more affordable housing. Hundreds gathered downtown Wednesday for an International Workers Day march. Their goal was to draw attention to stagnant wages and the high cost of living. Among their requests, $25 an hour for all workers.
Inflation's going up, groceries are going up, rent's going up, but you know what doesn't ever go up? Our wages. Shame!
Money. The demonstrators also used the platform to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. And at nearby Duke University, protesters called on the school to disclose and divest ties from Israel. They also called on Duke to pay a higher share of property taxes to the Bull City.
New data from the CDC this morning shows the mortality rate for pregnant women is down, but there are still disparities among races. In 2022, the maternal death rate was 22.3 deaths per 100,000 births. That's down from 32.9 per 100,000 in 2021. But the rate for black women remains higher than any other group. Doctors say a lack of adequate access to maternal health care plays a role in the disparity. WRL explored maternal death rates in our documentary Critical Term, Why Are Black Mothers and Babies Dying? You can watch it anytime on WRL.com. Just click on the documentary section.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and coming up this morning on Today, Hoda Kotb sits down with superstar Selena Gomez and U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy. It's a candid conversation. They talk about mental health, social media, and where Selena is on her health journey.
I disabled all my comments on my photos on Instagram for only my friends. So I think I've created boundaries to help me. it was obviously people fussed about it, but they fussed about everything. So I just, I felt empowered by doing that, by saying this is just for me.
And you can watch more of this conversation this morning on Today. It starts right after this newscast on WRAL at 7.
It is 6:17 and new this morning. We do have a dense fog advisory for communities east of the Triangle. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. And look at the cameras. Goldsboro looking hazy there.
You can definitely see the fog and low cloud cover there in Goldsboro. In Apex, it looks like there may be a little bit of low cloud cover trying to develop there. Apex not technically in the fog advisory. And Chapel Hill looking fairly clear. Fayetteville's not in the fog advisory either. It's our eastern counties, and we're definitely seeing the potential for some fog. Heard from some folks in Johnson County that there's a good bit of widespread fog there. Goldsboro and Wilson, we're seeing that fog. As a matter of fact, here's a look at Anger in eastern Wake County, and you can see a bit of low cloud cover there as well. Let's take a look at the big picture. This high pressure system is bringing us mainly clear skies, but there's some additional moisture in the atmosphere. And as temperatures are cooling this morning, it's allowing that moisture to condense and form that fog and low cloud cover. This high pressure system, though, for the most part, will keep us clear today and tomorrow. And then we're tracking the next front. As we put this into motion, you could see overnight there were a lot of watches and warnings. Those, for the most part, have expired. And we'll see this cold front moving in for us over the weekend. Let's jump on ahead to Saturday, because today and tomorrow will be mostly sunny once we get past a little bit of fog in the morning. And the big question is, how much rain are we going to see on Saturday morning? This is our first look at our high resolution models, which give us a much more detailed look at where the rain is and what time. At 8 a.m. on Saturday, it's nice and dry. By 10 or 11, we start to see an isolated shower, but it's likely to be later in the afternoon that we see some scattered storms developing. We'll be able to take that model out to 8 p.m. on Saturday, coming up by our new newscast. Check our long range model, and the long range model shows a little bit of that rain back to our west at 8 or 9 o'clock, and then gradually starting to slip into the area closer to lunchtime. Certainly a better chance of showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon and evening. It does show Sunday morning with a little rain, and then a better chance for scattered storms in the afternoon and evening. So that's going to be when we'll have the best chance of rain over the weekend. It is significant because we have thousands of people that are going to show up Saturday morning for the Race for the Cure. Right now it's trending on the drier side for Saturday morning, but definitely a chance for storms in the afternoon and evening, as well as Sunday and Monday. Very summer-like pattern with warm temperatures and humidity. We definitely could use the rain. Saturday and Sunday combined, we could easily see half an inch to close to an inch of rain total. So that's definitely good news. Saturday, we also have the Ham and Yam Festival. We're proud sponsors of that as well. And temperatures will be nice and mild in the low 80s. But we do have an increasing chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. The earlier you can go, the more likely you'll stay dry. Temperatures over the weekend will be in the low 80s. We are back to 92 on Wednesday. So we have 3 days in the 90s. In the 7-day forecast. Ken?
All right, 6:20, Elizabeth. We continue to follow this major breaking news here in I-40 westbound lanes. There's a crash right near the Gorman Street exit. You can see all the police activity in that area. This traffic backup goes for at least a couple of miles around the Beltline, back to Poole Road, even Newbern Avenue. So if you want to avoid this, get off of Newbern Avenue and you can get around this mess. But right now, police are working this crash scene. At least three lanes are closed right there. Just one lane traffic getting by right now. We'll keep monitoring this and let you know exactly what's happening out there. We've got some calls into our friends at 911 Wake to find out exactly what's going on. Also around the Triangle, you see the red showing up right there in the south side of Raleigh because of that crash we just mentioned. 87 coming in from Nidale and Durham, 85, 885. All those major thoroughfares delay free this morning.
Thanks for that, Ken. Durham police continue their work to make an arrest after five people were shot earlier this week. And this morning, we have learned the name of one of those young people killed. How this family says they are dealing with the loss.
And iconic houses make us feel at home in our favorite movies. Now you have the chance to stay the night at one of them. The new offers coming to Airbnb, renting out iconic homes that you see on the big screen.
And how about a look at your winning NC Education Lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Airbnb is giving you a chance to stay in one of Pixar's most famous houses.
Ken Smith is here now with What's Trending, Ken.
Yeah, about this life imitating art, the house from Up is one of the offerings in Airbnb's new icon series. It's in New Mexico, and it's an exact replica of the house from the movie. Now, it even floats, well, sort of. A crane will pull it up 50 feet off the ground, but only while you're not inside it.
Yeah, let's keep the people out, right? They have a huge balloon festival in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, every year. So I don't know if they're going to blink at seeing that that house up with the balloons going there. But it's celebrating the 15th anniversary of the release of that movie. Up was 15 years ago. Goodness.
I can't believe.
What a fun concept. Yeah. I know Elsa's eyes went big when the balloons like pulled the house up in the movie. So cool.
I kind of want to be inside the house when it's floating.
I'm with you.
Here's someone who hasn't been in the news lately, but is back in. Tyra Banks says she tried her first alcoholic drink recently as she celebrated her 50th birthday. In a new interview with People magazine, Banks says it was nasty. She says she's loving everything else about being 50, though. She called the milestone a rite of passage.
Isn't that amazing, though? She hits 50, and that's the first time that she has alcohol.
Incredible.
All that clean living, I guess. That's why she looks amazing. But she also said on her post about reaching 50 that she's looking at aging as, like, I get to be this age. What a blessing. So, love that perspective.
That rite of passage.
That rite of passage.
Happy birthday to Tyra Banks.
Never too late. Thanks, Ken. Adoption fees for dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens are waived right now at Cumberland County Animal Services. It is part of the National Empty the Shelters initiative that runs through May 15th. You can see the animals available for adoption on Cumberland County's website or stop by the shelter on Corporation Drive.
Authorities in Florida are trying to find people caught on video dumping trash into the ocean. This video shows people off the coast of Boca Raton dumping two trash bins into the water. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is investigating. Officials say they've already identified some of the people who are on that boat.
A new factory is expected to bring hundreds of jobs to Johnston County. The work state and local leaders are doing to help lure the company to the area.
And we're seeing sunshine in a lot of places, but we do have a dense fog advisory in our eastern counties. I'll show you what it will look like as you're heading out the door.
And just within the last 15 minutes, police have begun moving in on protesters on the campus of UCLA. You're looking live at the confrontation happening right now, where the two sides are clashing after a face-off that's lasted all night. We'll be right back.